there's an interesting phenomenon taking hold in the barbershop quartet world. You know, barbershop, the hello, my baby, hello, my darling, hello, my ragtime gal. Pretty old and outdated, right? Well, YouTube Gaga Barbershop Quartet. Doesn't sound like the barbershop you remember? Well, it's not. That's Just Be Natural, a group of four high school guys from Yorkville, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, singing Lady Gaga's Poker Face. And they're not alone. A group of four college men are huddled in a small group inside the reading room of the Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Centennial. It's a small room outside the main sanctuary where the large barbershop chorus, Sound of the Rockies, is getting ready for its weekly rehearsal. The young men form the group Foundation, the 2010 Rocky Mountain Barbershop Collegiate Quartet Champion. College quartets like this one are forming all across the country, in part because of the rise in popularity of American Idol.
I think it's absolutely fantastic that, you know, a cappella music is getting the exposure that it's getting. And yeah, any exposure is good exposure if we're able to, you know, show a little bit of our hobby in that way.
That's 21-year-old Andrew Jaramillo of Aurora. He's a junior at the University of Northern Colorado and sings as a tenor in Foundation.
I think right now is really exciting because we're seeing the pieces start to come together for a resurgence in these activities.
James Estes agrees. He's the music education coordinator for the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is based in Nashville.
Singing, for the most part, wasn't exactly the coolest thing to do. But I think you're finding more, especially with shows like American Idol, Glee, the Sing-Off, those type of things, America's Got Talent, that it's becoming more and more acceptable for young guys to sing.
Estes says his national organization of around 25,000 members is seeing something like a camel hump in terms of interest in the art form. One is in the 60 and older crowd.
And then you've got this generation of, you know, the late teens, early 20s, mid-20s, that are really, you know, excited about the art form, excited about singing in general.
At Shepherd of the Hills Church, John Harlow, a Sound of the Rockies chorus member from Longmont, says it's natural for this art form to be popular with a younger singing audience.
First thing is you don't have to be able to read music to sing barbershop, so you can learn it by ear.
He's been singing barbershop for over 15 years with various choruses around the country. Harlow remembers what it was like when he first started singing barbershop in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a joy, it's pleasure, it's really feeling good. It's just such a feeling of accomplishment.
Standing nearby, Andrew Jaramillo agrees. He says there's nothing like the rush of singing on stage in front of thousands of barbershop fans with four of your closest friends.
There's this moment where he says, "Can I have the door shut? Everybody in your seats." And so, you know, you hear kind of the applause drum up and you get to go on stage and you get to hear that and experience this huge crowd of, you know, sometimes it varies from 3,000 to 6,000 usually at the college contest. But just to feel that support on stage is incredible. And then to have the opportunity to sing for those people is, I mean, it's an absolute joy.
The Barbershop Harmony Society holds yearly conventions around the country. Thousands come together to compete in barbershop quartet and chorus competitions. Andrew hopes as men his age become more energized about performing a cappella and exploring the music, the art form of barbershop singing will see its numbers grow exponentially. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.